This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, get ready. It's coming soon. Yep, dig that wrinkled, dirty old face mask out of the side pocket of your car because it's coming back to a location near you. What? You say we're done with that? Well, not so fast. The insidious mask is already starting to appear throughout the country, and as the new COVID virus Delta mutation continues to grow, masks will be coming back soon. Take a look to the south of us. Los Angeles County has already put a mask mandate back in place. No, not just for those that are unvaccinated, but for everyone, vaccination people included. It's to stop the spread, you know. Well, I don't know, it didn't seem to do a very good job the first time around, so I don't understand why it would work any better this time. And as Los Angeles goes, so goes the state of California. So don't be surprised if embattled Governor Newsom relents and goes back to some form of mask mandate. A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University has every right to require students to get a COVID vaccination before they return to class this fall. Many, many colleges, including the major ones here in our state, have this requirement, and I would assume this will curtail any legal challenges to that requirement. The latest and closest to home, Multnomah County. Yep, home to Portland, where county officials are now recommending face masks be worn in public, regardless of whether you've been vaccinated or not. Just like Los Angeles and California, our state leaders have the philosophy that whatever's good for Portland is good for the rest of the state. So get ready for, first, a statewide recommendation that masks be worn in public places throughout the state. Then, when the Delta mutation continues to spread, well, welcome back to another COVID lockdown in the state of Oregon. Let's just think about this. How did we beat polio? Vaccines. Measles? Vaccines. Mumps? Vaccines. And the list goes on and on. So why in the world would we not be open to a vaccine against a disease that can literally kill you? I know it's a personal choice, and I've heard all the arguments against vaccination, but frankly, it is the only way this COVID nightmare will ever end. It would be nice if the FDA would come out and approve the vaccine, rather than sit on their emergency declaration, but you know, that's the way it is. Have there been dramatic side effects to the COVID vaccine? Well, of course there have, but in very, very, very minute instances. It is that same way with all vaccines. There are always a very small amount of problems. You know, I have no interest to go back through another COVID lockdown and, of course, the accompanying restrictions. Frankly, it was horrible. And our economy can't withstand another round either. So like it or not, vaccination is the only way that we're going to ever end this COVID nightmare. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.